This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, what's going on is what I want to know. What's going on with the Philly shortstop who can't play the position at a high level? I know what's going on there. He can't do it. And they should move on the position. Another what's going on here, Hugh Douglas, is what's going on with
Wait a minute.
During the show? Pop. What are we doing? We're on YouTube here. What are we like? You going to fall over?
Wait, give me a minute.
What do you got, a Charlie horse or something?
No, you know how when you stretch and you stress too much and you got to cramp, and you can't really like stretch it out. You just got to kind of ride it out.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of a good look.
You're going to be okay,
no,
man.
I don't think so.
Give me a second.
You're falling apart.
I told you I was doing the sit-ups this morning, man.
Get the doctor on standby.
You're getting older by the day.
I know. Guys having early bird dinners, vanilla ice cream, vanilla bean.
I ain't thinking about y'all. For real.
You're the one that said you were in your twilight years.
I'm in my twilight. I look good though in my twilight.
I wouldn't see
what you people have to say.
Oh, yeah, well, of course they gonna talk bad about it.
I wouldn't go as far as saying you're in your twilight years. Now Bill Belichick is literally in his.
He's about to go to the upper room.
Yeah, well, he's having quite a time before he gets there.
The upper room.
Your former coach, Hugh, is having himself quite a week. So he went on CBS this morning, or CBS Sunday morning, what they call it.
Yeah.
And that interview on Sunday was a five-alarm fire, if you're worried about Bill Belichick.
All depends on who you talk to.
Well, I mean, did he look like he was in full capacity of thinking straight?
He looked like he was happy.
Well, I'm sure he's happy.
Listen.
But who's pulling the strings?
Undefeated, man.
Yeah, I know.
Undefeated.
Speaking of the girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, she posted on Instagram yesterday, because we found out that a couple months ago, he started CCing her on every email that he sends with the athletic department at North Carolina, okay? So then yesterday, she posted an email that he sent about his book. She's taking his personal emails and just putting them on Instagram for everyone to read about the book sales and what they're trying to do here. Hugh, you think Bill's going to be all right? I'm not sure he is. I'm not sure Bill's going to be
all right. Okay, what is your definition of all right? Well, like seriously, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be funny because here's the reality of this situation. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that she's doing to that old man, he has no problem with it. Like, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Like, he has no issue with that. The fact that his personal email, she CC'd on it.
And sharing his emails.
Yes, and she's in every aspect of his life, and he has no issue with it. Now, some might say, is he going senile? I don't know. That's a hell of a fall. I don't know. That's a hell of a fall to senility in such a short period of time. I don't know how it works. I don't know how that works.
I mean, it's obviously serious stuff. It could be happening.
It could be. I don't know. I don't think he's there. If you want me to be honest, which I'm going to be, I think he likes what she does for him and to him,
so,
to be totally honest.
Well, that's assuming she's a positive influence, away from the stuff that we're going to be talking about. So how about this? From The Athletic today, Jordan Hudson played an instrumental role in prompting NFL films to scrap a Hard Knocks series featuring Bill. Remember they were going to do a Hard Knocks? It's over. Part of it was they didn't want to deal with her. She feels like a lot. Interrupting the CBS thing this weekend.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. He has no issue with it. Bill Belichick is one of the most powerful Hall of Fame coaches that you know. And the one thing that I remember about Bill Belichick, he was no nonsense.
This feels like some nonsense.
He's okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She, for whatever reason, she's his buffer in these situations.
He called her his creative muse this weekend.
Because he sits there, Joe, when she said we're not going to talk about chess, you know what he did? He did, just like I'm doing right now. Can't see me. He just sat there.
Yep.
And looked like, well, guess we ain't talking about that.
He catch a cramp?
He ain't catch a cramp. I don't know if he caught a cramp. No, but here's the thing. It's because I've seen, you know, I've been watching this and people say, well, why y'all worried about that old man and that lady? Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep that one thought that I just had to myself because I don't want to be controversial.
You're walking it back.
Yeah, I'm walking it back. But the bottom line is this. He's okay with it. I said it wouldn't be surprising to me.
Do we know that
within the
fact?
Next month? Kyle, he sits there. Like, here's the problem with that is that we don't know whether or not we're assuming that Bill's not all there. Because that's what we're like. If you want to talk,
seems like she's in charge.
But again, not trying to take it, put it in the mud. But he's okay with it. Whatever is going on in their personal life. As what we know about Coach Belichick, he's a no-nonsense guy. He's okay with this.
Well, I'll tell you what my next thought is. You had a lot of thoughts. I'm looking at the over or under 7.5 wins on FanDuel for the North Carolina Tar Heels next year, hitting the under. It's over. I can't believe I wanted this guy to coach the Eagles 10 months ago.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, I didn't know this was going on then. I didn't know. I mean, I didn't realize that. If you had told me that...
I mean, there's a lot
could you
of...
Sirianni would never let this happen.
Could you imagine if, like, just an alternative reality... Sirianni flamed out. The Eagles did hire Belichick, and this was going on here.
Oh, we'd let her have it.
Oh, like, my God.
It would be so...
bad.
Yeah, it would be. Because most people would have... We would draw conclusions about what's going on with Bill.
Well, of course we would. We'd be panicking about the Eagles that they're being run by this woman named Jordan Hudson, who's his girlfriend. All right, let's hear this. Radio legend... Mad Dog Russo, just a matter of time before Christopher chimed in on the situation. Here's his take on Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick.
To talk about his book. I mean, he's just not going on here to talk about this girlfriend of his. And that's number two. And listen, I'll be careful here because I don't want to come across, but I've said this 1,000 times. I'm going to say it again. If Kira Russo came, and she's the same age, if she came home, Dad, can we go out to dinner with my new boyfriend? Yeah, all right, Kira, where do you want to go? Well, we got to have the early bird special. Well, why we got, what do you got to watch? The early bird special. No, we got to have the early bird. We got to go out to dinner at 5 o'clock? Really? If it means that much to you, Kira, we'll go out to dinner, we'll have a Manhattan, and we'll go out to dinner at 5 o'clock if it means that much to you. And then she comes home, she gets out of the door, and the boyfriend is 10 years older than me! I'd say, honey, what are you doing here? And this, here's another thing. Do you think there is any shape, way, or form that Bill would allow a coach or a player or his mentor Parcells, a coach or a player, to wear high heels running to a football practice? Can you see Bill Parcells allowing an assistant coach or a player to go to the conclusion of a practice at MetLife with his young girlfriend who's wearing heels? Are you kidding me? Bill would go crazy. Hey, what are you? This is a football working. Let's go.
He did bring up a scenario that really just is uncomfortable. Like, imagine if you have a daughter who's in her early 20s and she brings home her new boyfriend. And it's a man in his 70s. It's one thing to not judge that on its own. But when you bring it into your house, I don't know, man. I can't participate
now,
in this.
I am a dad where that dog ain't going to hunt.
That right.
But there's a lot of people that are willing to overlook his age because of who he is. And what he has,
I get it. But if your daughter brought home a man in his 70s,
I would have questions. I would definitely have questions, and I would tell her I would not approve of it. But at the end of the day, this is the tough part about it, Joe. And hopefully, this never happens to you or anybody that we know. But if you raised them right, if you feel like you raised them right,
hopefully, it won't happen. Yeah,
and she decides that's her decision. Then what can you do?
Well, not really anything.
No. I'm telling you, man, that good Gouda, when you get that good Gouda on a regular,
what?
That good Gouda. You ain't never heard of that? You never heard that saying? That good Gouda. He getting that good Gouda on a regular. Bill ain't, he never had it like
Excuse
he getting
me?
It. Kyle, he ain't never had it like he getting it now. And he done lost his mind. You remember, have you ever seen Harlem Nights? when Buddy said, when he got with Sunshine, and he said, look here, baby, I'm never coming home again. He said, no, he said, yo, son, put your mother on the phone. Look, I'm never coming home again. Have a good life. That's what he getting that good gouda on a regular.
I might not recover from that one.
I'm trying to tell you. It undefeated, dog. It's been like what did Cat Williams say? He said you could be Kang the Conqueror and you could meet a woman and she could take you down in 2 weekends.
Yeah, well, she tried to tell a certain someone. He didn't listen. That guy in that interview did not listen. Let's go to Joe in the Northeast who knows all about this stuff. Joe, what's up, buddy?
Hey guys, how you doing? You,
what's up, Joe?
You know, in reference to the Phil's, you know,
Joe ain't touching that conversation. way to sidestep that conversation.
Yeah,
Joe.
Joe's got taste on Ranger. Joe, what do you think about Ranger and all that?
Okay, you know, Ranger, he's this is his seventh season with the Phillies, and he really was only a starter with them for 3.5 years. He started. I just looked at his numbers. He started in 2021, starting. He had 12 starts, and that was his best ERA year. He had 106 innings, and he had a 1.36 ERA. That was 21, and he was 8-5. Then in the World Series year of 22, he had 29 starts. 3.65 ERA, 155 innings. He hasn't pitched any more than 155 innings. And then in 23, he went 4-6. Even with the great start last year, he was 9-0, right? Mm-hmm. He went 12-8. So, you know, how much money do you think he's worth? I would pay him as a reliever. Okay, I don't care what Boris wants. And Ranger wants to be here in Philadelphia. I would pay him like 3-year contract. He's going to turn 30 years old in August. And look what they paid Sanchez. He Suarez is making $8,800,000 this year. All right, and they put an extension on, and he's going to turn 30. Sanchez. They just extended his contract for 22,
right,
and they guaranteed that, and the Phillies have they really underpaid him, and the Phillies have club options in 29.
Oh, if Sanchez stays healthy, it is a great contract for the Phillies.
They robbed them, and so what do you think Ranger's going to get?
I had a guess right now, if he pitches well this year and stays healthy the rest of the way, maybe 3 years, $40 million, something like that.
Okay, I just said to you, I would give him $15 million a year.
Yeah, 3 years, 45. I could see that.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, but you're pitching Ranger in the bullpen. That's where we need you right now.
Right.
And
tell him, Joe.
You can see Joe what they're doing. I'm following the Iron Pigs, and I know I've seen, just because I watched a little TV and saw them. I'm not making myself an expert, but I know a little. I've seen what they got down there, in their bullpen. They have nothing. What they're doing now. Since Ranger went down for the rehab, they're taking this former starter, Seth Johnson.
Yep,
he pitched up here for one game, right?
Yeah, he pitched. He got blasted by the Marlins last September. Yep.
Yeah, they got him relieving. He's had 3 outings out of the bullpen, all right? And, again, he's walking. He hasn't given up a run in those 3 outings. He can throw 98, but so can Carlos Hernandez throw 98 with no command. So, and he's walking a few people. Like his last outing, he gave up a hit, a walk, had a strikeout, no runs. Prior to that, he had 2 innings he pitched, 2 walks, didn't give up a run. So they're trying to do that with him. And I'll tell you, I say Garrett Stubbs is doing a great job down there with those young pitchers. Mick Abel is coming along. Yesterday they won. They were winning the game 19-1 before it was held up in the 8th inning. He only gave up 1 run in 6 innings, and this guy's not afraid to pitch inside. That's where they can go to down there. If you can start developing them coming in relief down there, bring them up. And right now, Joe, there's one guy that has former major league experience. His name is Joe Cunell. He's got like 11 appearances, and he's got under 2 ERA. You could bring him up and just flip-flop him for a quarter, let Hernandez go and bring Cuno up. Just
listen,
see what
I'll
he does.
Take someone out of Section 340 right now to pitch another bullpen, Joe.
Whether what'd you say?
Yeah, well, Joe Purnell or whoever. I mean, I need help up there, down there, Joe. Yeah. We appreciate the phone call.
What? Mark Brunell.
Mark Brunell. Who's good? Mark Brunell was a good player, Hugh. You sack him?
Yeah, that was that was the first sack that I got in the NFL.
Really?
Three
and he could
pass.
Run. That's when you could run because you chased him down.
Back when he could run, and he wasn't getting cramps.
Cramps doing a radio show.
Because I stretched before. Like, tell the whole story. I stretched, and I was like, oh, you know how you stretch, you get a cramp. And I caught a cramp.
All right, Pop. All right, let's check in with you people.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Do not appreciate... There is somebody in the YouTube chat commenting as me.
No, they're
my
commenting
name?
As you?
That's, I mean, little
that's
bit,
a form of flattery, though,
well,
right?
Dangerous territory, you know. Because we were just talking about, with somebody, the AI thing, how people can mimic your likeness all that stuff. I mean, you know, we don't want that. And we don't want somebody saying something profane or something that would, you know, get me in trouble.
So be careful there.
Yeah, I do not appreciate you. Hope today was your last day.
What'd they say?
Well, nothing crazy yet, but just something that you'd like to avoid from really getting off the ground.
Yeah.
I think this is a bit of a downgrade from Super Grover yesterday for you.
What did we get today?
And this is with like the salt and pepper beard and the shirt.
Yeah.
Moldy strawberry.
Oh. I think I actually see more raspberry because the raspberry is a little darker shade of red than the strawberry.
I do appreciate the creativity, though. Yeah. I really do.
A moldy
strawberry.
It's getting better. It's getting better by the day.
Nothing says loving fans like being called
moldy strawberry.
A moldy strawberry.
This one I was kind of surprised to see because we didn't get this much on the phone lines at all. Typical Sky is Falling Joe Giglio.
Sky is Falling.
The you people crowd is different, man.
Oh, they're soft.
They have a lot of vitriol.
Watch the games. He can't play the position.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't the prevailing thought in the chat, but somebody did say it. So there's somebody out there who's like, damn you, Joe Giglio.
I'm not sorry. I feel bad for you that you don't see what I see.
Yep. What do we think about this analogy here? Can't move Trey Turner the outfield either. You can move an ugly piece of furniture somewhere else in the room, but you still have an ugly room.
Ugly room? Isn't the furniture the piece that's ugly?
But it's making the room ugly.
Yeah. Huh. I get it.
It makes the defense.
I guess.
It's kind of an ugly couch. You can't hide the ugly couch. Yep. But you don't have to center it in the... Like, we have it front and center. Like, it's in the middle of the room. I want it in the corner.
We did get a couple of suggestions for how to turn this Trey Turner around.
Okay.
Power slap him.
I appreciate them listening to the show yesterday.
The power slap resonated with people.
I mean, people would watch. You put that on television.
Power slapping is bananas,
I'm telling
man.
You, your ex teammate, John Henderson, he could participate in the power slap.
Someone suggested sitting him for a week, and that would make him into a better shortstop. Maybe you power slap him. It jumbles some things around in there.
Yep. Could do that.
And he becomes a better defender.
I have a feeling that power slap's going to be used against us pretty soon. People would want us to be power slapped.
This one I kind of liked. Mm. What do you think of this reverse ovation? So instead of standing and cheering when he gets, not booing him, everyone starts chanting center field. Center field.
That's a lot of coordination.
That's more of my city than the standing.
Now, would you do that when he gets to the plate, or would you do it after an error?
Well, I mean, you will have plenty of opportunities after errors.
He has to know tonight. He has to know that was a bad look. You can't like you can sit there and pretend like you know all you want. Yep. That was not a good look.
Last one here, so. I think Hugh graduated from being a Phillies company man.
Oh.
But to something much more sinister.
Oh, no.
A Scott Boris company man.
Oh.
Wow.
And everyone hates Boris. He's a snake.
I'm just trying.
You are fraternizing with a snake.
Hey, listen.
Boris does not represent radio hosts. Do not get your... Listen. This is what... Are you trying to get Boris as your agent? I mean, I wish I could
get Hugh
Dunn
signs with Scott Boris.
Scott get people paid, man.
Well,
Scott is the Drew Rosenhaus of baseball.
Do you realize, though, what would happen if, Scott does not represent, like, media people, but if Scott Boris represented you, you would never say a bad thing about Harper or Turner or any of these guys. You'd be the ultimate company man.
You know what the problem with that is, Joe?
Mm.
I couldn't do that. I'm not. You know what I mean? Couldn't be a puppet.
Well,
that don't sound, that's not, That's not a great way to live.
You can't do
that.
You
know what I mean? That's not a great way to live.
There's accusations out there.
Of course, every day. On here, when I try to bring
I can't believe you're being paid off by Boris.
Show. I try to bring logic. And I get called mean and hurtful names all day. What was that? A moldy strawberry?
Moldy straw.
That's a good one. I like that one.
They've really got creative with you.
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
Do you like that better than Super Grover?
I think I like
Super Grover's the best.
I like Moldy Strawberry better because it shows creativity. Somebody's sitting there watching these, and like, he looks like a Moldy Strawberry.
Strawberry. All right, from that to Herb in the Northeast, who's up. What's up, Herb?
What's up, JoJo?
Herb?
Getting ready to go to a game.
Yeah, where's the game today?
Mount Airy, Germantown, you know.
What time? He'll be there.
Well, the football field's right across the street.
Oh, there we go. Hugh, you going to want to go to the game today?
No.
He wants to go home.
Cramp up.
He wants to open up that case of beer. That's what he wants to do.
No, I'm more of a bourbon guy.
Yeah.
I got the snout to tail yesterday. I got the whistle pig snout. It's pretty smooth.
The hard liquor. Now
whistle pig is smooth.
Hard liquor, huh? Yeah.
I've been hitting the hard liquor. That's all I drink is hard liquor. What you talking about? Beers are for quitters.
No, beers are great. I'm talking about it.
Remember the brothers used to go over
not
to the Holiday Inn. The old Holiday Inn.
Excuse me.
After practice, this is before you. And they used to Buddy Ryan ran them pretty hard, you know. And the only one that didn't go over to the Holiday Inn was like Reggie White.
Well, yeah, Reggie had a that's not his scene.
They were always over there.
Were you with them? Did you hang out with them?
Yeah, I was with them.
Hanging out with the brothers?
I don't know. Herb, we got to continue this conversation, Mark. Now that's the way to end the show right there.
Hey, we are an all-inclusive show.
We are.
We toe that racial line, though. We be right down that line every day.
I mean, Herb's just trying to keep it real. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. We need a Phillies win tonight. And Trey, please just throw the ball to the right base. Come on, this is not that hard. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phillies!